Joining me live in studio is Ashley Cranny. She is with the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Ashley, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming in. You reached out to us here at SVI a couple weeks ago and said, hey, we're doing our big push for the drive for the Education Foundation and a big lofty goal. But before we get too much into that, tell us how long you've been heading up the Education Foundation.
All right. So I started with the foundation in the summer of 18. So I'm going on my third year with them. It's been an amazing journey. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
And why do you do it? Obviously, it takes a lot of time and you put so much into it. What is it that keeps you going with this?
You know, it's about working with the kids. I get to work with all age levels. There's the early, you know, early learners up until the high school graduates, you know, so it's neat to be able to see all levels and stages of their lives.
Now, today we're talking specifically about, you know, the push for funds and scholarships and the whatnot, yeah. But tell us everything that the Education Foundation does, because it's so much more than just scholarships for seniors.
Right. So we have the four programs. The biggest is our scholarship. We also do the North Lincoln County Early Childhood Coalition. We do the Friday Food Bag Program. And we also do the 1,000 books before kindergarten.
Wow, so plenty to do, right?
Plenty to do.
And celebrating the 20th year this year for the Education Foundation?
Yes, we are.
Yep. Fantastic. So you have a pretty lofty goal for fundraising with this because of the 20th year. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, so this year, maybe I'll start with last year. Last year we saw over $100,000 worth of donations come through for scholarships, you know, and as we're looking at the 20th year anniversary, we wanted to go big and grand, and we thought, well, why not try to double that? And so this year we are going to try for the $200,000 mark.
It's fantastic. So how does this work? I mean, anybody can donate. How do they donate? Walk us through that process.
Yeah. So today, officially, we kicked it off. In the newspaper, we have our campaign ad. And on that ad is a QR code for anyone who would like to donate, but maybe they don't necessarily have a desire to be a part of the scholarship application process. So they can donate via that way. All of that will go into a scholarship pool where the Education Foundation Board will work through the applications and award on that. The other way is you can work with us through a pledge form process. That way you have the options of deciding the amount of the scholarship, the number of recipients, what criteria and qualifications you want, clear down to the final selection of the applicants.
And is the Education Foundation set up as a 501c3 nonprofit, so
yes.
It's tax write-off?
Yep, so you have your choice. You can either award those scholarships directly to the students, which a lot of businesses do choose to go that route, or you can go through the Education Foundation with the tax benefits.
Okay, so that's where the pledging part comes
in,
if you want to give it directly to a student and award it yourself.
Yep.
Whereas, again, speaking this morning with Ashley Cranny, she's with the LCSD2 Education Foundation this morning. Tell us anything else about this, the fundraising efforts, and anything else you wanted to mention this morning.
Yeah, you know, I just invite you to reach out. There's just lots of different ways that you can set up scholarships. We have a lot of businesses that are involved. We have a lot of individuals and family memorials reaching out, which is wonderful to see. We have graduating classes coming together to pull in an amount of money for their scholarship. Community organizations, it can be whatever you want it to be. But this is how we're reaching out. We want to get that word out. It's running in the newspaper. Again, if you have questions, please reach out to me, 885-7137. But if I could just add, it's pretty neat. One of the coolest things about this is I see most of these students on their way out of town, you know, as they go off to the institutions that they're choosing, and they make their last stop at me to pick up their funds. And I imagine it's a lot like what our kindergarten teachers see on that first day of school with those kindergartners, a lot of excitement and adventure and a desire to prove themselves and to prove to their families that they're ready for this step. But with that is perhaps some uncertainty, you know, and so that's where we come in. As a community, we can celebrate this and help them in this beginning stage of life. And just a reminder that even the most modest scholarship will make a difference on their financial situation. So let's make this happen. $200,000.
I love it. Very well said. Thank you so much. That's Ashley Cranny, LCSD2 Education Foundation. As she mentioned, you can get some details in today's Star Valley Independent. Give us your phone number one more time, Ashley, for those that want to reach out.
Yes, 885-7137.
7137. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Ashley Cranny, LCSD2 Education Foundation, a $200,000 fundraising goal, and it starts today. And details in the Star Valley Independent. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.